This is way deeper than business. This is way deeper than money. This is about shifting your life. That's what this business is about. So we're in an era where people are relying on pillars of stability, pillars of positivity. They want to look at you and say, I like where you're going. I like how you carry yourself. You're a person of integrity. You get those parts down, the rest of the business takes care of itself. And all of this just so happens to be we're in the world's largest industry. What else could we possibly ask for?
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Talk about the energy. Love it. Energy is huge. And what we're going to get into here, I'm going to just jump right in and just talk about identity. That's what we're going to talk about today, because I think identity is a thermostat. We all have an internal mechanism. It functions differently for all of us. But the neat thing about this is you have it set at a certain temperature. So when you look at your life, how do you live your life? That's only a question you can answer. How do you live your life? At what temperature? What's your comfort level, as we've heard? Because all the goodies are right outside that comfort zone. If you're here and you have a bubble right around you, you realize that all the good things you want, you know, the financial freedom, we're going to talk about five specific things, but all the different things, the vacation home or the debt-free, they're all right outside your comfort zone. So have you ever noticed, when you look at that thermostat, have you ever noticed that when times get tough and maybe the temperature hits 63, as you see on there, and you're used to living at 70, 71, what do? You start kicking it back into gear, right? You're like, gosh, this is really uncomfortable. I have to do something. I have to change. I got to get back to that coolness level. Well, then things start really getting good. Really, really getting good. And then you're normally at 73. You got to kick it up to 75, 77. You say, gosh, this is going really well. Maybe I need to kick back a little bit. Anybody relate to what I'm talking about? The key is, after these next 8.5 minutes I'm going to share with you, hopefully we learn how to, Mike talked about mindset, we learn how to program our thermostat to raise our identity. And I'm just going to share a few reasons with you on this has meant to us and how this has elevated our identity. Number one is faith. And I'm not talking about necessarily what you would think right out of the gates. Obviously, we have to have that type of faith. But I'm talking about faith in oneself. You know, I could tell you stories about the journeys that I hit here. 9th try to pass my life and health exam. Series 6, failed it 3 times. 63, 3 times. 65, 4 times. How many would have quit when something like that happens? Here's the reality. Anything worthwhile in life, you know it's going to be difficult. My kids are 8 and 6, and they understand that. You know, they started bringing in participation trophies for soccer. You can imagine. With my mindset, how I felt about that? Give it back, son. You don't want it. You know, so a mindset standpoint would be, if it's easy, you shouldn't be interested in doing it. We have a tremendous mission here, a huge mission. We need hundreds of thousands of new people in our entire industry, let alone WealthWave, just to handle the baby boomers. So that's a compelling message all in itself. But the beautiful thing about faith is, even when you don't have it in yourself, you have a team. There's a huge difference between working with a group of people and being part of a team. Very unique here. We are part of a team. And obviously, you see the great examples before you that have been able to help with that. Family. I think family is everything. You know, family is, you know, I you may be able to relate to this, but you know some people that work so hard, they have no time for their family. You know, they use the family as an excuse to not go hit their goals. I would love to, but I want to be here with my family. How about do it for your family? How about that one? With this pandemic, you heard the term pandemic proof. Since the month of March, we have been on 10 live meetings to this day, since the month of March. And we're having a record year. My life, my family life has gotten better than ever. We've been home every night to kiss the kids, pray with them at night, and talk about bettering ourselves the next day. It's even in our prayers, you know, that we talk about on an evening basis. So family is huge. Learn how to leverage the reason for doing this for your family, as opposed to maybe why not to do it. And family is the other part too, which ties into the next one, is friendship. This business almost ends up leading you to some of your best friends. You've all heard you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. I remember I was 25 years old when I heard that from a pastor of a church. And when he said that, it scared me to death. Anybody relate? Scared me to death. I'm thinking, wait a minute. And then he goes even further and says, before I even meet you, I can tell you the kind of person that you are just by spending time with your 5 closest associations. Reality check. Here's another one. Take a look at the business you're currently in or a business that you're pursuing. Find someone who's been there 5 years longer than you. Ask yourself, 5 years from now, Do they make the money you want to make? Do they live the life you want to live? Do they work the hours you want to work? You realize life isn't a dress rehearsal. There are no do-overs. None of us have do-overs in our career. And friendship is huge. And I can tell you now, looking back, fast forwarding 21 years forward, it's an honor to tell you who my top five are. And it's because of this business. So moving on to the next one, let's talk about finances. When I started here, I was a GNC / bartender / personal trainer, the triple threat. I was making $35,500 a year, and it was, I don't think I was ever home. I never really got to enjoy myself very much. You know, I tried to con myself into saying I liked my job. It wasn't the case. And I know we had big goals, and obviously one of those big goals was being in the top 9%, earning six figures. And then those goals grew to turning our monthly income, or our annual income, into our monthly income, and now we want to turn it into our weekly income. And because of this business, obviously, and people doing it already, what a platform to have. But finances, you know, I used to think that money was the answer, and it's not. It's lack of money. When you solve lack of money, think about this for a moment. If you had more money and more time, besides your health, what would you not be worried about that you're currently worried about right now? It blows my mind how many divorces, how many fights take place because of money. People say money's not important. Seriously? Give me a break. That's an excuse. So what I would say is make the lack of money the number one problem you solve, and then work on the identity in these other areas. Fitness. This is a picture of last week, almost to the day. So, this is my 80-year-old father, and this is Anna Maria Island. Give me an applause, will you? That'll help. Give me an applause. Perfect. So, thank you. My dad's a retired horse jockey, and he's from Panama, and we lost my mom 2 years ago. He tried to tell me 2 weeks ago, he said, son, I'm not going to Florida. I'm going to stay here. I look at him, I said, dude, you're 80. What are you going to do? Are you going to exist or are you going to live your life to the fullest? And we talk about fitness because my dad doesn't like to walk much. He doesn't like to get out much. He's a TV guy. This was Friday of last week. He started out with, okay, I'm going to walk on the beach. I'm going to keep my shoes on. He's one of those. He's real stubborn. Then it grew to, okay, Wednesday comes around 3 days later, right? Okay, I'm going to take my shoes off and my socks. Oh, this sand feels pretty good. Sweet, Dad, we've only been telling you that 4 days now. Okay? This was him feeding the seagulls. He walked 3 hours a day. He would not sit down, and his identity shifted in 3 days. Amen. So what I'm talking to you about... It takes 21 days to form a new habit. 21 days. It took my dad 3 days. And now what he's doing is he's walking constantly. Calls me, Dad, hey, when can we walk on your street? When can we do this? This is way deeper than business. This is way deeper than money. This is about shifting your life. That's what this business is about. So we're in an era where people are relying on pillars of stability, pillars of positivity. They want to look at you and say, I like where you're going. I like how you carry yourself. You're a person of integrity. You get those parts down, the rest of the business takes care of itself. And all of this just so happens to be we're in the world's largest industry. What else could we possibly ask for? You know something that's unique about everybody in this room? You all work for money. You know what's unique about every single person that you know? They all work for money. And if you look or smell like you know anything about it, they're dying to hear from you. They're not wanting to hear from you, they're dying to hear from you. The question is, are you going to make that committed decision? It's not a decision. It's a committed decision. You heard Mariko. You heard Mike. You heard many other speakers. We've got the entire Latin section of this session taking place here over the next couple speakers, which we should have some salsa music, I hope, coming on. But I want to thank you, one, for the opportunity, the platform, the privilege to speak with you this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.